Ryan led his companion straight at the Coldhearts coming up from the snow. GB Zuzi took care of them swiftly, giving the other companions the opening they desperately needed. The slavers had buried 8 or 10 killers in the snow, then sent about a dozen around east to cut off the quarry's escape. They hadn't left a reserve to the west. JB slowed to wave Mildred past him. She gave him a hard look in passing. The slavers were firing on the run, usually piss-poor practice in JB's opinion. JB started to run again, his boots sinking out of sight at every step. Then when the slavers were attacked from behind, they faltered, scattered, and threw themselves down to the ground. Jack Lauren, the last member of the party, had circled around to cover his friends from concealment. Ryan and the other companions, minus Jack, raced into the cover of the trees. JB got in between two firs and turned to cover their back trail. He saw Jack racing toward him.
Run! More coming!
Suddenly, a sledgehammer hit JB in the chest. The impact whirled him helplessly clockwise.
JB's down!
Without waiting for orders from Ryan, Mildred wheeled around to where Jack knelt protectively over his friend's body. JB lay slantwise off the north verge of the road, his face buried in the deeper snow. His Uzi lay near his outflung hand. Red stained the snow around his upper chest. From out of the corner of her eye, Mildred saw a figure moving toward her.
Shit!
Jack's Colt Magnum ran dry. He quickly dove for the fallen Uzi. He reared up, Uzi locked and loaded. Mildred jammed her CKR into her belt and rolled JB onto his back.
Hey, you triple stoop assholes! Cease fire! You're hitting us!
From the corner of her eye, Mildred was vaguely aware that the Uzi slide had locked the back, meaning that Jack had fired it dry.
His eyelids are moving.
A moment later, the rest of the companions snuck up to their position to see how JB was doing.
You gotta leave me. I can still trigger a blaster. I can rig a booby trap on me triple fast. Fight till I can't, then let the bastards send me and themselves off in style.
Mildred's strong, blunt fingers finally tore the wrapping apart. Letting the dressing spill down on her thighs, she pressed the blue plastic onto JB's chest and leaned on it. The armorer set his jaw. The pressure made him feel like he was being shot all over again.
Here.
Christy knelt on JB's other side. She unreeled a long gray strip from a roll of duct tape. With Mildred's help, Christy lifted his upper torso and started taking long, tight turns around his chest, clothes and all, to hold the patch over the hole. Meanwhile, Jack reloaded his Colt Python.
Where are they all coming from? There are too many to be trying to take a group as small as we are.
Must be near their base.
Don't talk.
Better than having nothing to do but think about how triple good I don't feel.
Got it. What are they doing?
The Blaggards have stopped shooting for the moment. Perhaps we have discouraged them at last?
Not a chance. If we're near their camp, they're likely just waiting on reinforcements.
But that means this road
is still the only one we got. So are we good to go?
No, but we can.
Well, let's get rolling.
Christy looked at Mildred.
Ready?
Mildred nodded. The two women stood, lifting JB off the ground.
Doc, get JB Zuzi and what extra mags you can find triple fast.
Indeed.
Jack, grab the shotgun and take point.
One stuck his head up.